Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This is The Bird Show.
When you have a blog, you have to be careful because there's, you know, you may have some readers. And so I...
That's what a blog is.
That's what a blog...
If it's not that, it's a diary.
That's right. And and you hope that you have readers. Well, I... one of my blogs in the past week has actually gotten me in trouble with my family.
Uh-oh.
In trouble with my extended family. It's actually Katie's family. So I had a blog that I put up that the title of the blog was Save Christmas, Get Rid of the Mother-in-Law. And then within the content of the blog, it talked about this story out of England where a Holiday Inn, the Holiday Inn franchise in England, are offering mother-in-law deals for Christmas. So from December 21st through
That's
the 27th, they were like, if you don't want your mother-in-law staying in your house, we have mother-in-law specials. So it's a discount if you want to book a room for your mother-in-law.
It's a great idea unless the mother-in-law finds out about the special while she's staying there.
Exactly. Exactly. So I just posted this story because I thought it was fascinating and funny and everything. Well, then later on that evening, Katie came home and said, so, are you mad at mom for any reason? Or, you know, and I was like, no. And she said, because she saw your blog, and so her feelings got hurt.
Oh, no. So, backpedal. So, see, what I had meant was.
And I never, because one, we're not married. And two, I love Katie's mom. And, but I never really talk about her. Like, the vernacular I use is she's not, you know, my mother-in-law. You just say she's Mama Jo, you know? So it never triggered in my mind that I would have this blog out, Save Christmas, Get Rid of the Mother-in-Law, and for her to actually take it personally.
Did you have to call her up?
No, because I didn't want to acknowledge it because it almost sounded like that I'm guilty. Well, I just want to let you know that, you know, so I didn't acknowledge it. So if she's listening right now, this is how she's finding
wasn't
out.
Wasn't an endorsement.
This is a coward's apology. Coward's apology.
But there's no apology because I think Katie was like, she didn't want me to acknowledge it because I think she may have mentioned something to Katie, but she didn't want Katie to tell me. You know what I mean?
She was embarrassed for getting her feelings hurt over it. Well, know what? I think there's like sort of like a bigger meaning to this whole thing is that she considers herself your mother-in-law.
I know. It's very flattering. The fact that her feelings would be heard because she sees me as a daughter-in-law. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that's big.
That's very big. Yes.
Do you think she overreacted?
No, I mean, I don't think she overreacted because if she overreacted, she would have called me and said, how dare, you know, that's an overreaction is if you see something. But to think, aw, she really feels like to save Christmas, you get rid of the mother-in-law and kept it to herself and just said it to Katie that no, that's not an overreaction.
Watch. Everything that you're saying now has a different tone on the internet and you have to be so careful. Like, don't you have a friend now that stopped being friends with somebody online for... Like something that was being posted on a wall or something like that?
Oh, yeah. There was something about that. Yeah. I heard the story from a friend over the weekend that he had posted something on one of his friend's walls about, what was it about? Oh, something
fantasy
dumb.
Football.
About fantasy football, and that person got so mad, they said, stop disrespecting my wall.
For real.
On Facebook.
For real.
Taunting each other.
On Facebook.
And then.
Stop disrespecting my wall. Was written on the wall?
Yes. Stop disrespecting my wall. There are more important things going on here. And then.
Over fantasy football.
The friend of mine thought it was ridiculous.
Stop disrespecting my wall.
That's funny.
Is such a. Like, stop disrespecting my. Needs to be followed by any one of the three most
family.
Things
my mother,
dear to you. My mother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stop disrespecting my family.
Right, right.
Stop disrespecting my Facebook wall.
Yes, that was what was put. And then,
seriously.
If I'm telling the story correctly, which I may have the details wrong, then he posted something else jokey about it. And then it was like continued, like still you're still disrespecting my wall. And then he said, well, what would be disrespectful is to say, you haven't had a job in a long time or something like that. And then
so they started arguing on their wall?
On the wall. Like joking. Okay. Then the friend of mine went back to post something else and he couldn't find it. So he had been deleted as a friend.
Oh, no.
He had been dropped as a friend for disrespecting his Facebook
wall. He was defriended because he disrespected the wall. Yeah.
Don't disrespect the wall, people.
Isn't that funny?
That's going to be like...
I didn't think a wall was that important.
No.
Oh, it's everything, Chen Hobby.
It's your wall, man.
These are supposed to be your friends.
All day long, and that's all you do all day, if you're on Facebook, I guess it is that important.
Well, and I think it's sort of... What's that look for? What was that for?
There's no look.
Okay, it looked like there was a look. I think it's also sort of assumed that if those are your friends, that they don't write anything nasty about you on your own wall.
Nothing disrespectful,
yeah,
man.
Because your friends wouldn't do that.
But it was about where the offense was? It was about fantasy football, taunting each other about like points or players or something stupid like that.
Yeah, there's some deep-seated things going on there.
Not has to be, right?
Yes.
You're deleted from my friends.
It's the Burt Show.